Skymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
NY2H, WB2ZOC.
Good morning. The time is 10:55 a.m. Mostly sunny. Temperature 56 degrees.
Skymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Sunrise westbound, standing by.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSE, KD2OGB Mobile.
You're on the road. WB2ZSE.
Hello again, Steve. On the road, westbound. I don't feel like spending Columbus Day at home doing nothing, so I'm going to spend a couple hours in the city.
Well, free ride. One of the bridge benefits. Anyway, here's just playing radio for. I think I got something straightened out that I wanted to do, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, I'm bringing my HT with me for the ride, preferably my UV5R. Fortunately, my VTEC charger's port decided to break on me, so I had to get another charging station for my Bofeng. Technically, the VTEC UV5X3 is very much the same as the UV5R, so technically both charging stations will work. But I had to get the other one from my drawer because somehow when I plugged it in and while I was, I guess, carrying it to my car, it snapped the port, so now the light won't turn on.
Herpes war.
What's worse is you can technically buy them for roughly the same price as the radio itself, which is kind of lame. Probably around like maybe, oh sure, pass me at 90, that's nice. Yeah, they're really around like maybe $5 or $10. They're not really that expensive, but I feel like the cost of the radio itself. This is the reason why you can buy so many of them. That's what you get for $20.
I understand. I've had one now for probably 10 years, but and most of it's just been sitting in the charger over on my desk at home.
I mean, I like the UV5Rs because they're so compact and so tiny, you can literally put one right inside your pocket and nobody will even notice it. And that's the beauty of it. I might end up just taking that down south with me instead of the Radio Diddy radio. I mean, maybe I could, but I really do want the 10 watts versus the 5 watts or 7 that the Bofeng has.
No, not that much of a difference, really. Try something on your way into the city. You should be able to access as you go through Nassau.
Well, I'm certainly not driving in the city, that's for sure. I was a passenger one time when we once drove in the city a couple of years ago to go to this mall, literally in New Jersey area, and let me tell you, just getting through the city took like 15 to 20 minutes. I mean, it wasn't too bad, but it was just sitting in wall-to-wall traffic. I don't want to do that again.
That's why I so infrequently go in there anymore. I guess I could actually get a parking spot on the street at night. Now, parking spot at night.
You're dropping out of the repeater very badly. I don't know where you are right now. But that's generally the reason why I take the train. I mean, a lot of people prefer to drive to the city. That's nice, but you're going to be spending a lot more time getting there versus coming home. So you're better off just taking the train. About a 50-minute, hour trip into the city at most. It's not a bad ride. I wish they could have left the expresses alone from Babylon, since that's where I'm... But unfortunately, it still takes roughly an hour and 25 minutes. If they still had the flyers, like only stopping at Freeport and Jamaica, then the trip would be just under an hour by maybe 2 minutes. And that's kind of what I would like, but unfortunately, the way how the schedules are lined up, that doesn't quite work out.
Got a phone call. Be right back.
Roger, KD2OGB Mobile. Coming up to exit 42 on Sunrise.
Sorry about that, Greg. My other hip was calling me.
yeah, we get those sudden phone calls all the time, and suddenly you're now jinxing me to get one from crew, since I'm standing by for a double tomorrow. The only thing, though, is I don't really want Grand Central at 10. If they offer it to me, and it's the only option left, I'll take it, but I kind of need to build up my sleep for the next 2 days, so I don't really want to take it. I mean, I'd rather take it over losing 8 extra hours, especially since I've been having some pretty big credit bills recently for these upcoming trips, and especially if I'm planning to go to Vegas next year, that's going to be even more money since my mom is twisting my arm to fly in, and I really don't want to.
I don't know what to tell you. Sort of a do or die type thing.
For 4.5 hours from New York to Las Vegas to JetBlue, I don't mind flying with Mint, and this is flying back, not flying to Vegas on Mint. I mean, it's kind of nice, but I feel like the trip for 4.5 hours, if I was flying to Los Angeles or San Francisco, considering it's a little over 5 hours or 5.5, then I would say, yeah, I'll bend the rule a little bit and fly Mint. But I mean, you fly home faster versus flying to the west because of the way the jet stream works. So, I don't know. See how it works once I know what my vacation lineup is come Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, you're going to speak out of here in about 2 minutes. If you get a chance, the repeat is on 147.0. Let me know what you think. I think the coverage may be a little bit improved from what it was before.
I'm going to go up to the top of the Empire State Building. I could try to hit it with my HC, but I don't know if I'll be able to even reach it at that height, considering I'll be above the antenna mark rather than below it. Interestingly, is that part of Glen Oaks or no?
No, it is not. I'm trying to get it back into the city when I get a chance. I have to go speak to somebody about an antenna, but right now I got it set up so it's temporarily in Nassau. And it might surprise you. I'm going to go. I'm going to duck out in another minute. I will talk to you later. WB2CSA.
Yeah, perfect timing. I'm nearing Babylon Station in about 5 minutes. So, get you around, Steve. WB2ZFE, KD2OGB Mobile, 231 South, approaching the bridge for the yard.
Before I forget, the offset is minus 600, and it's 136 Firestone. Yeah, both in and out. See you later, WB2ZFE.
What exact frequency?
R1 listening.
147.0.
Stand by, David. Steve, what exact frequency is it rather than the tone and offset?
I thought I had told you. 147.0.
It's 14700. All right, very good. All right, take care. What's up, David?
Not much. What's up with you?
Well, I'm nearing Babylon Station. I don't want to send Columbus Day in the house doing... especially since I'm waiting for a double for tomorrow, so I'd rather go to the city for a few hours, maybe go to the top of the Empire State Building. I haven't done that since 2005 with my dad and sister.
QSL, sounds like a good time. Bring your HT, see what you can get.
Fun fact, got it with me as we speak. I got the UV-5R.
QSL, it's all you need. You know, you can see if there's clearance all the way to, like, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think I would get great coverage with that, so that's why I've got it with me. I'm also charging the battery. Unfortunately, I broke the port on my VTEC charger, which is basically the same exact one as the Bofang, so I had to go back into my room the moment I pulled out of the driveway to get the other charger.
See if you can get Middle Island or Selden with that.
Indeed I can, but I'm going to do something a little different this time around, so Anyway, my light's about to turn green, and I gotta try to find parking before my ride into the city comes, so I'll say 73s to you. Maybe if you're listening on that frequency Steve mentioned, maybe I might be able to get you over there, so catch you a little later. Once I get in the city, KG2RY, KD2OGB Mobile Babylon Station will be clear.
73, KG2RY.
DH Whiskey Bravo 2 Zulu Delta Honolulu monitoring. WB2ZDH Whiskey Bravo 2 Zulu Delta Honolulu monitoring.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
It's a derivative on that. At first, I was thinking of maybe expanding that and going into a little more technical detail. But then I realized the interesting part is more the antennas than anything else. So this one is, I'm looking for a really punchy name, but so far it's just complicated antennas for complex systems.
That title will do one of two things to a prospective reader or listener. Scare them away or draw them to you.
Well, I'm trying to avoid what everybody is afraid of. You know, there's a lot of stuff where with lectures on antennas that started boring and hit downhill rapidly, and I'm trying to tell them this ain't that.
Now, you're talking about all the antennas that are crammed into that section of the plane.
No, I'm talking about something like the FAA version of a Doppler scan radio direction finder. I'm talking about search radar dishes, parabolic dishes, space network, microwave landing system development I worked on, and then we get into the military aviation, you know, military plane.
Sounds great. Very interesting. Let me ask you, did you ever hear of a fraction of a second that's known as the Otto second? Is it Atto second or Otto second? Atto second.
No. I believe under nanosecond and femtosecond and that kind of loses you.
Okay, well, the Atto second is one quadrillionth of a second. And to give you an idea of how much that is, it's the equivalent of how many attoseconds equal a second would be the equivalent of all the seconds that have elapsed since the beginning of the Earth 4 billion years ago.
All right. What's the line? I didn't know that. I only heard, but just to be sociable, I'll take your word. That's from, I see an elephant fly from Gumbo. But it doesn't sound right, but I know exactly where you're headed. Because I don't know what those stands up for femtosecond. Although that may be a quadrillion. Nanosecond is a billion. A picosecond is a trillion. So femto will be a quadrillion. Doesn't matter. I'm here. I gotta go. You have a very nice day, and you enjoy this splendid afternoon. WP2EA, my word.
Yeah, it's a quintillionth, and the reason I bring it up is it's one of the bases for the reason that they awarded the Nobel Prize this year. But we can get into that next Q, so. KA2UTF.
Clean out is WP2EA.
W2OSR Mobile.
Afternoon. The time is 1:55 p.m. Mostly sunny. Temperature 59 degrees.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Kilo Golf 2, Radio Yankee, 4G LTE.
W2VL repeater.
W2VMA mobile, isn't it?
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KE2BXH listening.
KD2REK, KD2REK. I'm at Brian, KD2REK.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WIT mobile listening.
Good afternoon. The time is 4:55 p.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 58 degrees.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
WA2ZFM listening. A2KNH. A2KNH, WA2ZFM. KD2KNH, WA2ZFM. This is WA2VFM listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2VAV.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good evening. The time is 7:55 p.m. Partly cloudy. Temperature 53 degrees.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is Richie K2KNB, and this is the LimeWalk Monday Night InfoNet. If at any time during this net you have emergency traffic for the net, you can break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass on your traffic. This net meets every Monday night at this time for the purpose of passing on information of interest to the amateur radio community in general, and to LimeWalk members specifically. We encourage everyone to sign in. You do not have to be a LimeWalk member to sign in, but please wait until your specific group is called. We begin with officers and board members, committee chairs, call signs KWNA, and the digital modes of IRLP, Echolink, and the All-Star node. Please wait until your specific group is called, and if you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic. At this time, we'll take all LimeWalk officers and board members. All LimeWalk officers and board members, please sign in now.
WB2ZX with traffic.
AC2FYJ, no traffic. Good evening, Richie.
WB2ZX with traffic and KC2FYJ. Any other LimeWalk officers and board members? At this time, we take all LimeWalk committee chairpersons. All LimeWalk committee chairpersons, please sign in now.
A2TGW.
N2RQ.
NY2H.
Okay, at this time, we have K2TGW, N2RQ, and NY2H. Any other LimeWalk committee chairpersons? At this time, we'll take all call signs that begin with the letter K, signing in from Glen Oaks. All call signs that begin with the letter K, signing in from the Glen Oaks repeater, please sign in.
KB2OIE.
We have KB2OIE, but I think there was a double also. Any other K call signing in from Glen Oaks?
K2EPP. Good evening.
KB2FIU.
We have KB2OIE. which I think I mentioned already, K2EPP and KD2FIU. One last call for K-Call, signing in from the Glen Oaks repeater. At this time, we'll take all K-Call signing into the Selden repeater. All K-Call signing into the Selden repeater, please sign in now.
K5KKC.
KC1SAM.
I have KC1SAM and there was another a double that I didn't get.
K5KKC.
K2BCB. Good evening, Rick.
Alright, we have K5KKC and K2BCV. One last call for K-Call is coming in from the Selden repeater. At this time, we'll take all W-Calls coming in from the Selden repeater.
WA2IAW.
WB2CMF.
WS2N.
WB2BEZ.
Alright, so far we have WA2IAW, WB2CMF, WS2N, and WB2BEZ. Any other W call signing in from the Selden repeater? At this time, we'll take all W calls signing into the Glen Oaks repeater. All W calls signing into Glen Oaks, please sign in now.
WA2KXE.
WA2RAF.
We have WA2KXE and WA2RAS. One last call for W call signing into the Glen Oaks repeater. Alright, at this time we'll take N calls. All N calls, regardless of where you are, sign in.
N2ZUC.
Alright, we have N2ZUC. Any other N calls signing into the Glen Oaks repeater? Alright, at this time, are there any calls that begin with the letters AA, AB, AC, etc.? At this time, do we have anyone signing in via Echolink?
K0GIO.
W2ROV.
WB2KDT.
Alright, we had a couple of tough ones in there, but we have WW2RG, and then we have W2ROB, and then we have WB2KDG, and I wasn't sure if there was another station in there, but any other stations coming in from that calling, please sign in now.
WB2ROB.
K0GIO.
Okay, W2ROB, Rob, I have recognized you, and K0GIO got you now. One last call for any station signing in via Echolink. At this time, do you have any stations signing in via IRLP? At this time, do we have anyone signing in via the All-Star Network? At this time, do we have anyone signing in any call sign that has not signed in already?
KD2AWX.
KD2OGB.
KD2VKC. KD2CLK.
KD2KNH, I believe I double.
Okay, so KD2KNH, I've got you. KD2OGV, I've got you. KD2ZKV or ZKC, I'm not sure. Give me a correction on that. And I think there was one other station that we didn't capture.
Correction, KD2BKC.
And KD2TLK.
KC2ZVT.
AE2AWX. Sorry, I didn't hear if you got me, Richie.
Going backwards, so I have KE2AWX, KC2ZVT, KD2TLK, and that the Z station, I'm sorry, I'm still not getting ZKC, ZKC, Zebra, Kilo, Charlie, is that correct?
Victor, KC.
All right, Kilowatt, KD2, Victor, Kilowatt, Charlie, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and I'm not sure if I missed anyone else. Anyone else late checking that has not signed in already?
Kilo Charlie 2, Rodeo Alpha, KC2FR.
Okay, the KC2 station, I'll have to ask you to repeat your suffix because there's some noise on there and I wasn't quite getting that. I got the KC2, and what's the suffix?
Zulu, Romeo, Alpha, Kilo, Charlie, 2, Zulu, Romeo, Alpha, ZRS.
All right, we have KC2, ZRA. One last call for any station, any call sign that has not checked in already.
This is WB2KDG. I forgot to mention I have traffic.
All right, WB2KDG with traffic. Okay. We'll take traffic, then we'll take late check-ins, and a reminder that this net will be followed by the Limox Swap and Shop, which will then be followed by Radio Newsline. First station with traffic is Jerry, WB2ZX. Jerry, go ahead with your traffic.
This is WB2ZX. Under Good and Welfare, I was notified about 2 weeks ago that regional member Jerry Gutman, K2VWZ, he was still getting a log in Florida. He passed away at age 80 back in the middle of September. Original Limewalk member, and he was the son of Maurice Gutman, W2VL, who we just repeated his name for. Back to Net.
All right, Jerry, thank you for that traffic. The next station with traffic is Stephen, WB2KDG. Stephen, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, this is WB2KDG. I have three things for sale. First thing is a TYT DMR rate HT. It's a TYT MD380 with an extra battery going for $85.
Steven, this is not the Swap and Shop. That comes next. All right, Steven, we'll get you on the Swap and Shop. Okay, let me go through some of the other traffic that I have. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, just to add to what Jerry had mentioned, a few years back we were, you know, as a club, or any organization goes through many, many years, sometimes you forget where certain things came from. And so the question came up, where did W2VL come from? And we happened to have hooked up with Jerry Gutman, and his dad was Murray Gutman. And then we got the whole history that, in fact, Murray Gutman had been a communications expert during World War II and had actually been one of the key figures in the communications that were involved in the landings on D-Day. So that was pretty interesting to find that out. And then the way it got to be the club's call was that I guess Murray had passed away and the club was sitting around and saying we need a call sign, you know, I don't know, 1965 I guess it was, somewhere around then, maybe a couple years after that. And Murray's call sign was available, and his son said, well, why not use that? It's a good call sign. And that's what we've had ever since, W2VL. Okay. Okay, this Wednesday will be our October meeting. We will have coffee and some good cakes at 7 o'clock, and the meeting will start at 7:30. We have a business, of course, and then the guest speaker will be Bill Fastenell, WB2GQZ. And Bill will be talking on or about cell phone systems, how they work, the equipment that goes into it, and in general how the system itself works. So it should be a very interesting presentation, and it will be live, of course. I believe Bill will be there himself. We really appreciate when you do show up in person, but of course it will also be Zoom. Regular Zoom credentials will be more than sufficient. So that'll be this Wednesday night starting at 7 o'clock if you're there for coffee and cake, and 7:30 for the actual beginning of the meeting. Okay, this is the month of the nominations. We put the nominations form up on the website. This is a period of self-nomination. In order to be an officer of the club, you have to be a Limehawk member for 1 year before taking office on January 1st, 2024. All officer positions, president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer, are up for elections. And plus this year, because of someone having filled in a short term, there are four director positions up. And again, it's a self-nominating form. Go to the website, just fill out the form, you nominate yourself, and those nominations will close on November 1st at the board meeting, but you can still be nominated at the general meeting on November 8th. Just you have to be nominated and seconded from the floor to get onto the ballot, but again, no problem. We encourage everyone that's interested in serving the club to please consider running for one of the positions. A reminder that we have the HamFest going on November 12th. We started sending out reminders, and we'll start seeing who we have as vendors, but November 12th. And we hope you'll attend or be a vendor. As I've said many times, or at least several times, HamFests are going to become possibly something of the past. They'll change their nature. Harder to get vendors. Vendors are getting older. Internet is killing them, like everything else, and something for us to look forward to, how we're going to deal with that. Another comment that we've always had some difficulty with the DMR repeater in Plainview. That should be alleviated shortly after this Wednesday. We'll be moving the DMR repeater to our other Plainview site, and it should be a great setup with a very strong internet connection, and very much appreciating our landlord for his cooperation in getting that repeater over there. And again, they should be doing that on Wednesday, and either everything will be ready to go on Wednesday or within a few days once they run the line and take care of everything else that's required. So DMR should be a strong element, and again, with a strong Plainview site, it should be quite good. All right. At this time, are there any other stations with traffic? And at this time, are there any stations, any late check-ins that have not checked in already?
Kilo Bravo 2, you.
I think that was you, KB2HHU. We caught part of it. Do you want to confirm?
Bravo2HHU, yes, Rick.
All right, thank you for that. Any other late check-ins, any call sign? Okay, we have a minute or two, so let me quickly go over the traffic that was passed. And Jerry, under the heading of Good and Welfare, wanted to let us know about the passing of Jerry Gutman, the son of Murray Gutman, W2VL, our key call sign in the Limehawk system. And Jerry was 80 years of age. This Wednesday, the general meeting, the guest speaker will be Bill Fastenell, WB2GQZ. That's quite a tongue twister call sign. And you'll be talking about cell phones. I think a lot of us would like to know how cell phones work and why they don't work sometimes. But it should be a very good presentation. Bill is known as a very good speaker. And we hope that you'll attend in person. Really important for us to keep that room filled as much as possible. This is also a nomination period for LIMARC. All office positions, president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and four director positions are all up for election. It's a self-nominating period at this time. Go to the website. You'll see the nominating form is on the navigation bar. Just nominate yourself, and that will become part of the board meeting on November 1st, at which time the self-nominatings will be closed. And then you can, if you're still undecided, but think by the time of the general election that you'd like to be part of it, then you can be nominated and seconded from the floor. Hamfest is coming up on November 12th. Hope you'll attend either as a vendor or a buyer. As I've said, it's a little hard, you know, vendors are getting a fewer and further between, and I'm talking about them. I'm not talking about the vendors, you know, like you're cleaning out your house or something, but I'm talking about the vendors who sell us the new equipment and all the components and things that, you know, are pretty important to what we do, and we don't have local access to those things. They've got to come down and make money. If they're not making money, then it's just not showing up. So it's really important to come down, and even if it's just a matter of looking around, but I'm sure you'll find something, and attendance really becomes pretty important. So that's November 12th. And finally, we're hoping that the DMR system in LIMARC will become even stronger as we move the DMR repeater from one plane view site to another with a much better internet connection and much better stability. And the plane view DMR has always been a problem, and we hope we'll be able to get more of you interested in DMR. And that's it. I'll take one last call for any late check-ins, any call sign.
82 OGB, Richard became silent.
Craig, you were speaking. I wasn't expecting you to ask me a question. What did you ask it? What did you ask?
Yeah, repeat who became silent. I kind of lost a little bit of it there.
Okay. The person's name is Jerry Gutman. He's been living in Florida for a number of years, but he was a member. His call was K2VWZ. But Jerry was a member of LIMARC when he was up here, and I don't know how many years he's living in Florida, but his dad was Murray Gutman, W2VL, which is, of course, the flagship call of the LIMARC system. One last call for any station, any call sign that has not signed in already.